Weber Jr. Welcome to the podcast. Oh man, it's been a couple of weeks, man. You know, so I get involved in all kinds of digital stuff, and I gotta tell you guys some of this stuff. But today we're gonna talk about relationships by popular demand, because somebody actually wrote to the website. JRKJR.com is the site you can go to, and you can send me email from there. You can also register there to get episode notifications. Okay, so there's no marketing attached. We're not trying to sell you anything. I'm good, Hawaiians. There's also, if you go to the site, okay, I gotta just tell you guys, just so when you go and you see it, our demographics are 28 to dead. Okay, so a lot of our young guys have been sending me cups of coffee. Okay, they donate like dollar. We got a $3 donation, right? No, and I appreciate this, you guys. Please. But save your money. Unks is good. Okay, save your money. There's this little icon on the bottom right-hand corner if you're on a cell phone. And it says, buy a cup of coffee or something like that. There's a cup of coffee. And when you do that, what it is, it's a donation to the podcast. Now, you know, there's some kids in college. There's some kids in high school that are doing podcast. Everybody's doing a podcast, right? And so, and they need those donations to do their podcast or to fund their podcast or to buy coffee. But trust me, Unks is good, okay? So, yeah, please don't send money. Just enjoy the podcast. All right, now, boy, so I gotta say that my marketing director was right, because, you know, when he told me, he goes, well, we gotta redo this whole thing. You gotta tell your story first. Okay, this resulted in an escalation of plays. Let's see. In the last 48 hour period, 13,131 plays around the world. And what's really interesting is our demographics have really picked up in India and their neighboring countries. We have a service that we're on over there called Gaana, G-A-A-N-A. Or is it, am I spelling it right? G-A-A-N-A, yeah, Gaana. And they are a podcast distribution company. And they're like a page that you could go to for multiple podcasts. And they share with their neighboring countries, like Pakistan, which they don't get along with, and other countries that are neighboring India. And they're picking us up as well. Now, some of the demographic really interesting changes. First of all, Apple Podcasts is down to 56%. I remember when Apple Podcasts was like 89%, something like that. And Spotify is 14%. Web browsers are at 8%, which was actually the web browsers. Yeah, we never really got too many web browsers. So that's actually up. iHeartRadio, which is surprising, because, you know, I was surprised. I did some radio lately, right? And, you know, just to get out and laugh and do something, because I don't get to do that. I don't get to laugh and have fun. It's mostly work for me in my life now. And when I went on the iHeartMedia site, right, I found all of my albums, like they're all there. So I think we're making sales from iHeartMedia. So thank you very much if you're on iHeartMedia. And then, but it's at 7%. So like a handful of people are picking us up on iHeart. And then there's Anchor, then there's other. Now the other part is growing 12%. So what that means is when you go on, let's say you go on Google and you search Junior Kekuweva Jr., you're going to get the Junior Kekuweva Jr. show. And then you're going to get pages and pages and pages, because all kinds of pages are carrying our podcast. Okay, so our demos, like we have a few 18 to 22 year olds, a few 23 to 27 year olds. And then the heavy demographics are from 28 to dead. The interesting part that has shifted majorly, our show is now 94% male, 6% female. Okay, the females was hanging on at 20%. All of a sudden, boom, they dropped down to 6%. And I think that's because we had to start over, and we had to revamp our whole system here. But we did not have 13,131 plays in a couple days before. So anyway, things have changed for the better. And the podcast, now we need to repeat all the episodes. So everything that, you know, we did discuss before, we're going to discuss again. And because we got to rebuild the whole thing. So bear with us. Anyway, now relationships. We're talking about relationships. It's come to my attention because I got this email off the website. And they said, you know, Unks, a lot of people call me Unks now, so it's U-N-K-S, Unks, and they go, you know, we gotta start with an attitude of gratitude and say thank you, right? We didn't say thank you. Oh my God, I almost forgot. Okay, we went right into the stats because I was like, whoa, we're 96 male now. So, or whatever that was, right? 94? Yeah. So thank you so much for tuning in. Wherever you are in the world, we do not have... our newest country actually is Japan that's showing numbers. So you people in Japan, a lot of people in Japan are picking up my podcast. The other thing we want to say thank you to Japan for is that there's one song on one of my albums that they buy a lot of. And it's this song, I impromptu kind of thing we did in the studio one day, and my partner did this Woody Woodpecker laugh on the keyboard with the saxophones, and it's called Crazy G, and people in Japan just buy this thing. I have this one bank account that's only for sales, only for music sales, and the deposits keep coming in from Japan. So Japan, thank you very much. All right, now on with the podcast. Relationships. So I got this email and it said, Unks, it was from a guy. It said, Unks, I'm having problems, you know, with my other half, as he put it. And he said, you know, I don't understand. Like, I do everything for this girl, right? And this is something we've discussed before. Okay, now, recently, I've had a life coaching client, recently, just like a couple days ago, that the same kind of issue, but female. Now, if you're, let's say if you're on the female perspective and the male perspective, they're two different perspectives, okay? They're two different remedies. They're two different ways to go about it. But here's what I'm going to tell the guys, okay? Now, this guy isn't married, okay? But there's a lot of married guys that I see that I have to correct this thing with. In fact, I saved like, I don't know how many marriages. I can't even tell you. Over the last 4 years, like tons of marriages, okay? Now, here's the thing that guys don't think about, first of all. First and foremost, when you start a relationship, okay, when you first get in, you know, it doesn't start with the guy going and learning about females and how they're hardwired and learning about the characteristics and the archetypes of females. It doesn't start like that. It starts like, hey, we walked into the club. Wow, she looked hot. Well, I went over, I talked to her, and then guess what? We ended up down the hotel. And then, you see what I'm saying, Owens? Mm-hmm. See, this happened to me a lot until I ran into... And on the radio, like when I was on the radio, I jokingly referred to her as the best and worst girlfriend I ever had. Okay. Now, what I was really talking about was I got involved with this really jealous girl, and this jealous girl taught me about girls. Okay. And because of the excruciating pain that I had to go through once a month, okay, right around PMS time. Okay. It drove me to education. It drove, you know, because I go, I got to learn about that. I got to learn about this stuff, right? The first thing I did was I bought a tide chart, okay? Like, no, really, I'm serious. I bought a tide chart. Now, some of you guys, maybe there's some young men. Now, this is for you young guys. Now, you older guys, you guys should know better by now. so you 28-year-olds that are listening, okay? You 28-year-olds. All right, so... I bought a tide chart because I noticed, right, that every time we broke up, there was like a full moon. And the first time I saw the full moon, you know, it was like, wow, we're supposed to be loving this. Because, you know, you see that in the movies, right? The full moon, it's romantic. Well, let me tell you about the full moon. When the full moon is out, Emergency rooms are full. People are freaking out. Okay, this affects the tides in your body because the majority of you is water. Okay, so the moon affects everything. The tides, it affects humans. So it is a thing, right? It's a thing. So I started, you know, around, I think it was the third full moon. And the second full moon, right? Second full moon, you know, I was carrying my stuff to the car and I was putting my stuff in the car. And I went, wow, yeah, that's too bad. Look, there's a full moon out there. It's supposed to be romantic. We're supposed to be having wine and hamoing. Okay, you guys don't understand that. All right, for you people overseas, that means just, you know, making love and having sex and that kind of thing. Anyway, that's a Hawaiian slang word that I added an ing on. Okay, there's no ing on that word. But anyway, so that happened, right? And then pretty soon I went, wait a minute. Because, you know, you start to put two and two together. There was a full moon, like every time I carry my stuff to the car and I get kicked out of her place, right? There's a full moon in the sky. So I got a tide chart, okay, and I started tracking. Now, in the old days, you know, we didn't have Apple Tags to track chicks. We didn't have, you know, technology to, you know, track stuff. We didn't have, you know, that kind of stuff, right? So I got a tide chart, and we have calendars, see, in Hawaii. There's a lot of fishermen in Hawaii, and there's these calendars that show you where the full moon is, where the high tide, low tide, you know, fishermen kind of calendars. And so I got one, right? Because we had one in our house when I was a kid. Because my dad used to take me diving, and we knew when it was high tide, low tide, and you know when to go, that kind of thing. So I started tracking this behavior that I was seeing, right? And then I knew, like, right around full moon, things are going to explode, okay? And then 3 days before the full moon, things started getting a little shaky. And it kind of started with, you know, oh, things are getting so hectic at work. And then, of course, you know, I was like Scooby-Doo. And when I heard those comments, I was like, huh? I was like that, you know, I was like, what? And like, okay. And that was the cue. And then, you know, eventually I would be telling her, like, no, it's going to be full moon, and pretty soon you're going to feel uneasy. And, oh, that's not true, da 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 da. And then, boom, full moon came 3 days later, carrying my stuff to the car again. All right, so that's that. Anyway, but that sent me to learn, okay, because I am a learner. Teachers are learners, right? And even back then, I was a teacher, and I had a school. And so anyway, I went on the computer. We just started having computers. We just, the internet was just becoming a thing. It was the 90s, you know, that kind of thing, right? And so I started learning. I started going and learning about females. And I started, because I wanted to know, first of all, I tried to salvage this relationship. I went down the road like 5 years. And put up with this stuff for like maybe, you know, 4 of the 5 years. The last year we kind of, you know, tapered it off. But, and we're still friends today. In fact, she just got a hold of me and we'll probably get together. So, just, you know, get together, lunch, whatever, you know, that kind of thing, right? But another thing, you young people young guys need to understand, is that you don't make enemies with your exes, okay? Don't always leave the door open, okay? Take it from unks, okay? Always leave the door, because there's always what we call a hanaho, okay? Hanaho means to do it again. Anyway, I'm just going to leave that there. Mm-hmm. But anyway, okay, getting back to the relationship part about it, right? Men do not learn about females or female nature, okay, how females are hardwired, before they go out looking for females, okay? They're just thinking vagina, okay? That basically, you know, on the real, they're just thinking, well, I'm going to go, oh, yeah, she's hot. Well, I can't wait to get, you know, and that's one evening, and then it turns into another date, and then another evening, and then it kind of goes and goes, and you know, sometimes she gets pregnant, whatever the scenario is. And sometimes it just carries on. It just goes, right? And then pretty soon, what do, gentlemen? You do the right thing. Okay? There's a couple of reasons why I didn't get married. And I think the biggest reason why I didn't get married is because my best friend and I started out with the number one reason, right? My best friend and I started this production company, right? It was our first company. And then certain things happened and we started a school. And then we started a consultant company. And then we started a record label. And then we just kept creating companies. And it was like, you know, I mean, it wasn't just like overnight, right? This was a process. But what I'm talking about really is that was the first. So in Hawaii, you have to give half. Okay, so let's say you marry somebody, and because I've seen this happen. This happened to my uncle. Okay, it was a little different with him, but he married this girl because he felt he had to get married. Okay, he felt, I don't know, he was getting older. He wanted somebody to take care of him. I mean, and guess what? Somebody's still taking care of him right now, and he cannot talk. He's had stroke after stroke and mini strokes. You know. And if it was one thing, in my life, if there's one thing that I could do all over again, it's sit down and have another 2-hour conversation with my uncle. Because we went deep, man, and he was my first mentor. Anyway, so he still has somebody taking care of him, right? But at the time, way back when he was still good, you know, years and years ago, he got married to this girl. Because he felt like, you know, he felt he had to, right? I don't know, something, whatever. Now, to me, in my mind, okay, that's thinking like a female, all right? Now, I'm going to leave that there. Okay, I'm not talking bad about my uncle. I'm just saying that kind of thinking, okay? Now, there's alpha and there's beta. That's beta thinking, all right? So now, let's go back. So that lasted 2 months, Hawaiians. In 2 months, they annulled the whole thing. All right, let's pretend this never happened. You know, so I wasn't about to give 50% of what I worked hard for all my life, right? Like everything, and turn it over to a female. Okay. If you guys really want to know about how to protect your assets, how to really protect yourself, okay, here, this, I'm not giving business advice, all right? I'm not here to give business advice. I'm just going to say this. If you really want the short answer, and then you go do your research, okay? It's called form a trust, okay? Form a holding company. Your holding company owns all of your LLCs, okay? There you go. Boom. Okay? Now you've alleviated yourself out of liability. You've alleviated yourself out of ownership. And yeah, like that. Okay? And on paper, Hawaiians, I do not own a damn thing. Everything belongs to the company. All any debt whatsoever belongs to the company. The company pays the debt. Okay? And we make money off of debt. That's another podcast. Okay? Well, actually, that's not a podcast because I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to give any business advice. But I will tell you that, ever since my attorney, you know, counseled me on all of this stuff, I was like, whoa, okay, let's do that, you know. But anyway, so that's a little side caveat right there, okay? Small kind of caveat, okay? But if that's what you want to do, if you really want to safeguard yourself and everything else and own absolutely nothing, then do that. All right, now you got the plan. Okay, so research that plan. Now back to the relationship, right? So men do not learn about chicks. They don't. It's just that, you know, they get into it and get into it and get into it. Now, there's also serial monogamists. I knew this guy, okay? Well, I knew many guys like this. Serial monogamists, you know, guys that need to be married. Mm-hmm. Well, I knew this. So first of all, let me add another caveat, okay, for you young men, right? If you cannot handle your wife sleeping with another man, okay, while you're married, don't get married. Don't get married, okay? So, because to me, marriage is foolish. It's just, I mean, you know, I've been through 2 divorces with my mom, okay? And her third marriage was like, yeah, it was like, should have been her first marriage. It was like lifetime. It was awesome. And they were very loving. So I came from a very loving home from the time, you know, I was like, I don't know, 8, 9 years old, something like that. And in the house, in our house, right, things were great. I mean, you know, crap happened to me outside the house, but in the house, everything was great, you know. But that's not a podcast. That's not a podcast, Alliance. But I could tell you that guys just fall into this trap, okay? And some of them, now here's the thing, right? Most men, when they get married, okay, not all of them, most of them, when they get married, they don't have anything. They're just starting out in life. They're in their 20s. They're in their 30s. You know. In fact, I made a joke with one of these guys that I know. And this guy really helped me out a lot in my life. Like more than anybody else. And I'm still sitting over here trying to figure out why. I still don't know why. You know what I mean? But he really helped me out. And I bought him a clock radio for his wedding present, right? And just recently we were discussing this, and I said, "Dude, I bought you a clock radio to wake you the hell up." I didn't use that language, but I don't swear on a podcast. But anyway, and it was a joke. It was funny, but men get married before they're like uber successful. Okay, whatever success is to you. I mean, you know, some guys, success to some men, right, is the get up. They work. So I worked in radio for many years, right? And I can tell you a lot of, I mean, being in, if you can be successful in radio, okay, which I never was. My people think I was successful in radio. No, I was the second string fill-in dude. If you can be successful in radio, and I told this guy when I was joking with him with that clock radio thing, and I told this guy, I said, you know, I would like to be like you. He goes to work for 4 hours in the morning, and that's it. That's his day. Now, if that's you, I mean, if think about it. If that was you, and you could make a couple of $100,000 a year or something, just doing, you know, 4 hours in the morning, and the rest of the day is yours. The rest of the, you know, you're just pulling 4 hours a day. So that's 20 hours a week, right? And you got the weekends off, and you know, I mean, to me, that's ideal. Okay. Now, I don't know if it would really work for me, because I'm that kind of guy, like, I gotta be doing stuff, right? And so I think part of that would either get me in trouble or drive me crazy, having that much time on my hands, right, not doing nothing. But for some people, that is awesome, right? That's an awesome life. Now, there's people that amass their fortunes, okay, in whatever, okay? I know this guy that amassed his fortune in stocks and stuff. Like, he's really, really good at it, right? So he's this multimillionaire dude. And his thing is going on vacations. He's always in different parts of the world, and he's running his company from his laptop, right? And at one point, that was my goal. And then, you know, now I do that. I hardly leave the house. Like, I'm at home. I have this huge, huge house, right? My office is on the fifth floor, and I sit up there, and I make money, you know, when I'm on my laptop doing work. And I make money for a few days, and then a few days, you know, I just kind of, you know, I work on other things, you know, I work on other things. But since the pandemic, a lot of stuff has been on hold, or a lot of things have been just starting up again. So it's not as busy as it used to be, you know, but it's getting there, right? So my point is, when you're starting out, right, you're not like this. At this stage where you're bringing in tons of money, or you're seeing clients from around the world, you know, like I do, or doing, you know, stocks like my friend does, or that kind of thing. You're not successful like that. Okay. You're just starting out, and then both of you get together, and then both, you know, normally, cause I knew this one guy, his wife helped him in the office, and he did the manual stuff, and they built a fortune, right? I mean, you always see this. And then what happens? Well, then there's the male ego, okay? And there's female nature, okay? There's two sides. It's not just females, and it's not just males. There's two sides, okay? Human beings were not meant to be monogamous. They were not. Mm-mm. They were made to be fruitful and multiply. Now, even if they're not multiple, it's in the Bible, for crying out loud. Even if they're not multiplying, okay, they're having sex, okay? They don't have to multiply. Okay, now you get protection, you get, you know, whatever. All right. But the last thing that men do is try to figure out women, or let's just say learn about women, okay? And women are emotional beings, okay? So when this guy wrote to me on the website, he said, "Unks, could you please talk about relationships, because I'm getting a hard time." All right, so the hardest people that I have to help, when I have to help, and the majority of them are married, I gotta tell you, okay? And I have to help them turn their marriage around, because these guys have no freaking clue. They have no clue, okay? Because they've been whipped down so much, okay? And it's not so much that it's because they're weak. It's because of patterns, okay? Now, in the beginning, you know, these guys bow down to their wives. They bow down before they get married. They bow down, they kowtow, like in the very beginning, especially if she's hot, right? Okay. And you know, I always say, date hot, marry ugly, okay? Because you marry ugly, you can let her go to the mall, you can let her go anywhere, you can let her travel to Paris. You don't need to worry, okay? But these guys, okay, so trophy wives, that's another thing. These guys with trophy wives, okay, 9 out of 10 of these guys with trophy wives are beta males, okay? Now, let me explain beta and alpha to you guys, okay? Beta and alpha in the true sense of the word. Okay, let's just take alpha. Beta is the opposite, okay? So let's just take alpha for you know, the sake of discussion. Alpha is the leader amongst the group. So if you got like 4 or 5 guys, the alpha is the leader, okay? Now, men relinquish their responsibilities all the time, okay? Especially to females. Right? And you go, you know, like, "Oh, honey, where you are you hungry?" "Oh yeah, I'm hungry. Let's go out to eat." "Okay, where do you want to eat?" "I don't know, honey. It's up to you. Where do you want to go?" Now he's put the decision on her, okay? Now, men need to be leaders, okay? Now, it doesn't matter if you're an alpha amongst the boys. It doesn't matter, okay? Because I've seen these guys, right? You know these guys? They're like, they've got like 36-inch biceps at the gym. They're benching, I don't know, 450 standing up. You know, they're benching 450 standing up, and they've got this 5 foot, I don't know, 1 Asian girl, right, controlling them. And at home, they're doubled over in pain and pleading with them. You see what I mean? She brings the dude to his knees, right? So you know, when I'm counseling females and I tell them this, they crack up, they laugh. Because they've got girlfriends that have guys like this wrapped around their fingers, okay? And females do not fight like we do, guys. They do not, okay? Young men, they do not, okay? They're emotional beings. They know how to run a schematic on you, okay? In the first 2 months that they know you, they will figure you out like to the T. And they will have your schematic, okay? Or the You know what a schematic is, right? It's like you have some kind of electronic apparatus, okay? The schematic is the plan. The schematic is the detailed plan, the detailed blueprint of whatever it is, right? Okay, so yeah. So she has the total schematic on you in 2 months, okay? And that's why, you know, you have that conversation after sex and they're talking and they're basically getting information. They always get information. Their whole thing is information, because females are hardwired for survival. That's why. She wants to make sure she can trust you. She wants to make sure she's safe around you. Okay? Because if she ain't safe around you, she ain't having babies with you. Right? And she ain't sleeping with you, because there's always that possibility of having a baby. Okay? So if you're sleeping with a chick, okay, she trusts you. All right, there you go. Caveat. But the thing about, you know, just falling into this thing, okay, is that one day, you know, the guys are successful, okay? Now, after a man has gone down the road with someone 10, 15 years or whatever it is, right? And they're successful, you know? They get promoted at work, or if they're in the military, they start getting major ranks. They start moving up in the ranks. They, you know, whatever it is. But they start to get increase. More money, more things, more, you know, whatever. Okay, now, when this happens, right, other females get attracted because other females are like, hey, right? They would never talk to this guy in the beginning, okay? But now, because brother is banging, okay, that's what we say in Hawaii. We say, so now that he has stuff, right? Now that he has a lot of money, they're all attracted, okay? Now, here's the most dangerous female for the guy, okay? It's not the hot chick. It is not. Oh, no, it is not. It is that girl, the wallflower girl, okay? It's the wallflower girl. The wallflower girl that basically, you know, is just like, she's just a fixture in the room kind of girl. Nobody's looking at her, right? Okay, she knows how to do one thing real good because she knows she's not hot. The girls, trust me, the girls that are not hot know they're not hot, okay? So they have to have other skills. Mm-hmm. And that's where this chick comes in, okay? So anyway, because, you know, and I've seen proof over and over and over and over. I remember being with this one chick, right? And her husband was fooling around on her, right? And this one chick, and she was hot. She was a dime. I have nothing more to say about her because that's all she was. She was just a dime, okay? And trust me, a lot of these dimes are just dimes. You know, because you get these chicks, right? They got the false eyelashes. They got the, you know, plastic surgery. They get all this stuff, right? The fake butts, the fake boobies, the fake everything fake. And they're looking for a real man, right? And some of these girls, right, they look the part. But inside, they're empty. I had several like that. I had like, I don't know, four or five girls like that. And they were okay for, I don't know, a couple, two, three times. And after that, I was like, oh, I got to do this again. You see what I'm saying? But anyway, this one dime that I had, right, which was, I was towards the end of this thing already. And we went, I took her to a show I did. And she goes, you see that girl over there? And I go, yeah. She goes, that's the one. And I'm like, what? Like, Hawaii is a small place. She goes, yeah, that's the one that's fooling around with my husband. I'm like, really? And then, of course, they knew each other. Okay. But this girl was nothing to look at. I mean, like, I wouldn't, right? I wouldn't even engage in any conversation or try to pursue it, you know? And I go, interesting. But you know what these girls know how to do? They know how to stroke the male ego. Okay, that's their power. That's their superpower. Okay, because we all have it. Okay, me, every male has male ego. Okay, and these girls will stroke the male ego. They will tell you how good you are. They will tell you how handsome you are. They will, trust me, Hawaiians, trust me. And it feels good. It does feel good. When you got a chick telling you, first of all, for you 28-year-olds, right? Okay, let me tell you, let Unks tell you something, okay? When you get to sleep with any female, okay, I don't care if she's a 2 or if she's a 12, okay? It's the highest compliment because when a female gives herself to you, that's a high compliment, okay? So don't take that for granted. Okay, the other thing is, right, when you're with a girl, And she's telling you stuff. I don't care if this chick is a 5 or if she's a dime. Okay? If she's a 5, she's a dime, she's a 2, she's a 3, or whatever. Okay? It's a female talking to you. Okay? This registers in the reptilian brain, in the male brain. Okay? And it starts to pump you up. Right? And it starts to, you know, I had this girl that she used to call me handsome. That was my name. Hi, handsome. Hey, handsome. What are you? Everything was, hey, handsome. Hi, handsome. You know, bro, I tell you, I was, you know, and till today, I miss that. I miss that. You know, I don't get that now. You know what I mean? But anyway, but that's, you know, those girls, right? Because they're not 10s. They know they're not 10s. they have to make up for it, and they're good at it, okay? So that's another thing you guys gotta, you know, just put yourself in check. Don't get carried away with your ego, okay? Leave your ego out of this equation. Be smart, do your homework, and use your brains, okay? Go, you can go online, you can go down to, I don't know, do they have libraries? I don't know if they, but whatever, get some books, go on Amazon, find some books, and whatever. So what I do with my clients is I provide them, I have PDF books that I provide to them, which actually, you know, help to clue them in and get them to learn what female nature is all about and how females are hardwired. Girls are hardwired for survival, not for survival. First of all, okay, nobody wants to be with a loser. Okay, I don't know any guy that ever told me, oh, you know, I can't wait to meet a loser. And I don't know any girl who told me, you know, I can't wait to meet a loser, okay? So, first of all, if you're a guy, okay, you have to have something going on. Now, if you're a guy, okay, and this is related to relationships, because this is going to bring you better relationships or relationships in general, okay? Focus on your purpose. Focus on your purpose, okay? There are some people that focus on other people. You know, the guys sitting around talking. There's two kinds of people in to me that I see, doers and talkers. Okay, and the talkers are still talking. I still see the talkers talking like from 20, 30 years ago. They're still sitting around talking. They're not doing nothing, okay? They're talkers. So they keep talking. Now, the doers, they keep doing. Those are the guys that are accumulating wealth. Those are the guys that are moving up in the ranks. The guys I just talked about earlier. Okay, those guys. And they're attracting the chicks. Now, if those guys are married, okay, they have a lot to lose because they have properties. They have money. They have, you know, kids. They whatever, all kinds of stuff, right? They have stuff. Now, when you accumulate a lot of stuff, and she doesn't agree, because I've seen this happen where guys get married for like a couple of years and then she takes half. She's entitled to half. And I know girls because, you know, I hang with chicks a lot, okay? Because guys are just not outfitted for, you know, what I want, so I don't hang with dudes. girls have the anatomy I like, so I'm with the girls. But I hear girls talk. Now, you guys... I don't know how I'm going to say this, but you 28-year-olds have no idea how these girls talk when it's just girls. You have no idea of the kind of pillow talk that I've heard, right? When these girls start talking about their girlfriends, okay? Anyway, let's just say that there are many girls out there that will put up with 2 or 3 years of somebody just to take half of his stuff, okay? I see this all the time. There were times where I made huge business gains because of decisions, right, that I got from girls who told me the inside of, you know, various businesses and told me, because, you know, never mind. The details are not important, but I'll tell you one thing. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Okay, females will protect you. They will protect you if you're making them happy. Okay, if you, in other words, if you're pleasing them or if you're making them happy or if you're doing things for them, or I mean, because nobody wants somebody that's not doing anything for them. I mean, that's realistic, male or female, right? I mean, if a chick's just hanging out with you and all you got to do is spend money on her and there's no sex or there's no, you know, this, I remember this one guy called me up. Because he knew that I dated this girl before he was dating her. He was asking me all about the girl. I'm like, what? He goes, well, I'm running her kids back and forth and taking her kids here and there and doing all this stuff for her. She's not doing nothing for me. And I'm like, why are you with her then? Kick her ass out. You know, but anyway, that's another story. But that was funny. It was funny to me because this guy was so beta. You know, in his brain, he was a tough guy. He was a tough guy. He was a strong man. Whatever. If he and I were to get in an altercation, yeah, he would kick my butt. Okay, but I had this whole thing with this girl backwards than he did, right? Because I know what to do. Now, let me just say that alpha, okay, is leader. Okay, so if you get six guys, right, there's going to be one alpha in that group. Sometimes there's a couple of alphas, and then you got to really look at them and say, okay, which is the alpha, and whatever, okay? Alpha just means leader. But alpha begins and ends in your brain, Hoynes, in your brain. Okay, alpha male begins in your thinking, the way you think. It has nothing to do with your biceps. It has nothing to do with how much you bench press. It has nothing to do with gymnasiums. It has nothing to do with that. Okay, because these girls take those guys and crush them, like emotionally crush them. Okay, there have been men that have put the pistol to their head and pulled the trigger because of girls. Okay, let me tell you, Hawaiians, I've been in situations where guys call me and they go, bro, I don't know, this is the last, I don't know if I could take this anymore, I'm going to lose her, and, you know, blah, 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 and I'm ready to pull the trigger. There was this one guy, okay, and I will tell you this story, and normally my stories are confidential, so I cannot tell you, like, detail kind, but I will tell you, there's this one guy. This happened when I was first life coaching. When I first started life, when I first started life coaching full time was when I first got out of radio, which was about 7 years ago. So maybe this was, maybe it was six years ago, something like that. It was a little while in, and I got this guy. He was standing in the doorway of his bedroom, holding a loaded 45, okay, a bottle of Jack in his other hand. And he had his cell phone on his dresser, and he was watching. I don't know. I guess his dresser was next to his door or whatever, and he was watching TikTok. Okay, and at the time I had a TikTok account that no longer exists, but I put on there because I was dealing with so many guys that were, you know, wanting to understand females. Because they were running, you know, their lives, right? The girls were running the guys' lives, and guys didn't know how to. This one guy said, "Oh, my wife, every time I talk to her, you know, she blows up. I can't even talk to her. She, you know, whatever." And so, I almost was gonna call myself the chick whisperer because I'm really good with chicks. I mean, I can calm down the most irate chick. I mean, you know, and. Remember that guy, that Hispanic guy that's, I don't know if he's Mexican or whatever, but he's on TV, the dog whisperer, like, you know, he just tames the dog. His dog is just, okay. So anyway, but this guy had a loaded 45, a bottle of Jack. He was getting smashed and he was ready to kill himself. He was ready to put the gun to his head and pull the trigger. And he saw my TikTok, which said, hey, if you're having trouble with your, I think I said something like, if you're having trouble with your, with your spouse or your other half or whatever it was, your girlfriend, I think I said wife or girlfriend. I said, you need to see me. You need to hit me up because there's certain things that you don't know that you need to be doing, that, you know, basically can save the whole thing. And I got a bunch of them. I got a bunch of these guys, right? He was one of them. So he messages me and he goes, dude, I'm in a bad way. I'm standing here with my 45 and a bottle of Jack, and I am prepared to go. And this guy was in Tennessee. I see people from all around the world. This guy was in Tennessee, and I'm like, oh my God. So, long story short, okay? This girl had him wrapped around the finger, right? Around her little pinky. And this guy made good money. He made great money, okay? Now, it took me, because this guy was so wrapped tight, okay? And it's the same way with married men, okay? With married men that I work with, it takes a lot. Because how are you going to reverse things with your wife? You see what I'm saying? You know, with your wife. Now, if you're a mentally strong guy, you can do this, right? But a lot of guys, you know, after years and years of the same pattern, right? How are you going to slow that pattern? Then slowly change that pattern. It takes a lot of self-discipline. It takes a lot of discipline, okay? And that's what alpha male really is. It's self-discipline. Okay, it's not, alpha male is not about controlling anybody else. Alpha male is not about overpowering anybody else. It's about overpowering yourself. It's about overpowering your weakness. It's about self-discipline. It's about what you will accept and what you won't, right? So I started working with this guy. It took 2 weeks. And guess what happened in the 2 weeks? Okay, because during the 2 weeks, right, we're texting back and forth. Like, you know, I do this with my clients. I text back and forth. I email back and forth. If they have problems, I tell them, email me, text me. So the guy was texting me, right? He was, oh, man, I don't know, you know, this and that. I said, hey, you know what? Just do this, do that, whatever. And I said, it's not going to help if you don't listen. If you don't pay attention to what I'm telling you to do, you're going to be right back, you know, with the loaded 45 and the bottle of Jack. Well, he went through a car accident. He actually went out. I got him to a certain point, right? And then he got smashed on some Jack, and he got in a car wreck in Tennessee in the country somewhere. And then we got past that, you know. And then at the 2 week mark, this was about 4 or 5 days in, because he was still feeling it. Okay, now chicks know how to get way down deep inside your psyche, okay, and they know the buttons to push, okay, and she was pushing the buttons, and he wasn't completely over it, and then got smashed and got in the car wreck and wrecked his car and everything, okay, but, you know, he got a new car, he made good money, and he slowly started recovering from that, and so it was a lot of stuff, and I cannot tell you how many times I was on the phone with him going, dude, look, if you don't listen to me, you're going to end up in the same place or dead. I mean, what, it's up to you. What do you choose? You know, I had to give him some hard love, right? You know, I had to talk to him straight, straighter than I can on the podcast, because I don't swear on the podcast, but I told him, right? Then he started listening to me after the car crash. He started listening. And guess what? In about 2 weeks, right, I get the text. Ah, Junior, thanks, man. You know, you really saved my life, and, you know, blah 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, good. We saved another one, right? Okay. Now, it's just that he had no idea how chicks were. Okay. And basic bulk. So what drove him to all of this? Well, he was only getting it. Okay. He was only getting it when the rent was due. When the bills were due, okay? In between that and the next time anything was due, right? He was on restriction, okay? And guess what happens when a chick does that, okay? She's not on break. She's not, no, she's banging somebody else, okay? All right, so, I mean, Unks is going to tell you straight, okay? No such thing as a chick withholding on herself while she's punishing the dude, okay? That does not happen, okay? But anyway, so that's just an example. That's just an example. But because men don't learn, because men just jump in, okay? Now, there's a female side of stuff, too. And yes, men fool around, too. And yes, men bullshit women, too. And yes, this is, you know, this goes back and forth. But when you understand how females are, and you expect this stuff, and you're good with it, and you still sign up for this stuff, you know, earlier in the podcast, I told you guys there was two reasons, okay? The first reason I told you was because I started my company with my best friend. Well, we started several companies, but the first one, right? And then by the second one, I was engaged when we started the second company. Okay, so I was already engaged, okay? Now that, thank God that went the way it went, okay? Because, you know, that happened, and she started fooling around, and I'm like, you know, that was a sign from God. That was like, look, here, look, see? You know, that was a sign from God that spared me from a divorce, from losing half, like everything, right? And after that, that was confirmation. That was confirmation that, okay, you know what? Just, you know, when I was younger, right? One of my mentors, It was Hawaii's greatest star. One day he was asking me this question. He said, "You know what ruined the best musicians in Waikiki?" And it was for a totally different reason. Okay. And I said, "No, Uncle, what?" And he said, "Marriage." But he was talking about guys getting married and then the wives wouldn't let them come and play music anymore. Because you know how they met the guys, right? They came to the club to meet them. Certain kind of girls, right, are attracted to entertainers. And they come in flocks. And everybody wants an entertainer. They all, you know, so they hook up. and the ones they hook up know how they hooked up, right? You see where I'm going with that. Anyway, but it was like that. But in the back of my mind, I was like, okay, marriage, not the most important thing. Put that on the side, right? Then I actually got engaged, okay, against that information I had in the back filing cabinet, right? And then when that happened and I went through that, right, then it was like, you know what? Just career first already. Career first. Marriage is the last thing I'm gonna do. Okay. And I may do it, I may not. But the thing about marriage for me is a transfer of assets. Okay? Because of the trust that I formed with the holding company that I formed and the LLCs that I formed that I don't own on paper, okay? That has to be transferred at some point. And a marriage would be the easiest way to do that. Okay? Just, you know, and I mean, I could be on my deathbed, Hawaiians. Okay? I could be on my deathbed and have you know, like the last couple of breaths in it. Okay? I do. You see what I'm saying? I do. And just be strong enough to sign the paper. And, you know. No, it's going to be set up. It's set up a little bit different. There's already beneficiaries. I'm joking, but you know what I'm saying? It's the last thing that I would do, right? And turn everything over, and then okay, you know. And there's other. I mean, for me, there's other reasons. There's other people that, you know, would love to try to take possession over everything I have. People that are related to me that I don't want them to, you know, if they're not here. Here's the thing. If you're not here now, and if you're not involved now, and if you're not contributing now, okay, you know, the story of the little red hen, right? And she baked the bread. Nobody was there. You know, who's going to help me, you know, make the dough? Not I, said the pig. Not I, said, you know, I learned so much from storybooks. Right? There's a couple of storybooks. Okay, that's the first one. And at the end, she goes, "Who's going to help me eat the bread?" Everybody goes, "Oh, I will." You know, everybody's down to eat the bread, right? After all the work was done, right? Okay, so I'm still doing the work here, right? Okay, so anyway, the second storybook that you guys should look into is The Three Little Pigs and the County Fair. Okay, I don't know. A lot of people know The Three Little Pigs, right? I don't know if you guys know The Three Little Pigs and the County Fair. Now, this is not related to relationships, okay? This is like we're taking a left turn over here. But you know that the Three Little Pigs and the County Fair taught me a lot, right? Because the three little pigs, right, they would tell the wolf that they're going to the county fair at 12 o'clock, okay? But the three little pigs went to the fair at 10 o'clock. By the time 12 o'clock came, they were already safe at home. And the wolf was, you know, he was on the path looking for the three little pigs, okay? So they outfoxed the wolf. And you gotta, okay, so first of all, in business, you gotta know how to spot the wolves, okay? And when you spot the wolf, or let's say the people that you know don't like you, or let's say the people that you know that, you know, are trying to do something wrong to you, or trying to, or the ones that are against you, or whatever, doesn't matter, okay? Adversaries, let's put it that way. Okay, when you have adversaries, then yeah, tell them you're going to the fair at 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock and go at 10 and let them be over there confounded and you know, I mean, whatever, okay? And there's a passage in the Bible about that too, but this is not church, Hawaiians. This is not church. Basically, in the Bible, it says, well, yeah, when guys do something wrong to you and you do something wrong to them, it's justified. Basically, that's an overview. Don't quote me because I'm going to get pastors sending me emails. But yeah, you 28-year-olds, you young men, okay? First, you got to learn about women, okay? Because they're not what you think. They're not these dainty little flowers that you see in the Cinderella cartoons when you're a little boy, okay? You're not Prince Charming. They don't give a rip about that, okay? You're not there to save them. And the only girls, really, that have bought into that, this new generation of women are not like that. They're not. In fact, if you found one like that nowadays, that would be a rarity, okay? But the girls that are sitting around waiting for somebody to save them, there's girls that are looking for sponsors. There are girls that, I noticed one girl, she just went on a trip with this guy and he rented a private jet and took her to Vegas and took her all over. And he makes money. She's all of, I think, 22. And he's like in his 40s. And, and that happens. But that's a great experience for her, right? She's having a good time. There's nothing wrong with that. He's having a good time. It's a mutual thing. Okay, I don't know if he's married or not. Okay, and that's none of my business. And I don't care. But what I'm saying is, if it's a mutual thing, okay. Okay, but if you get married when you're young, when you're 25, or when her clock is ticking at 27, and then you go build a fortune, and then pretty soon you don't know how to reverse things, when you're wrapped around her finger real tight, then you have a problem. Because then, you know what they say, right? It's cheaper to keep her, right? Okay. And if you're not good with her sleeping with anybody else and you think, oh, it's just going to be you as long as you cater to her. Wrong. Wrong, Hawaiians. Wrong. Okay. So you need to write to the website and we need to have a talk. But anyway, I hope that answered some of it. I mean, I'm just touching here and there, right? Just to give you guys a generalization, because I only have so long on a podcast. But anyway, I hope that answers that young man's thing about female nature and about, whatever. You young guys, okay, take it from unks. Don't get married. I am so happy. I do not have drama. I don't have drama. And you know what? If I'm with a chick and she doesn't like what I do, right, she can kiss it. Because I'll just go do my thing someplace else, okay? And when you have that kind of power, okay, I don't even have to work for money. I don't even have to work for money. I mean, I have my certain companies and stuff, okay? But they keep making money. I make money while I sleep. I mean, the companies make money while I sleep, But I worked years and years and years to get to this point, right? And guess what? If I would have gotten married when I was, 25, 30, 35, whatever, right? And I had to deal with losing half. You know how much it takes to make back half? I mean, if you have a huge company, maybe not too long, right? But that half that you lose and that pain that you go to and all of that stuff that you have to endure, okay, really screws you up. And sometimes it does affect the way you think about things in the future. So spare yourself the trouble, okay? Go make your fortune first, okay? And then it's called a prenup. And prenups can be broken, so you got to get a really, really good lawyer. If you need a good lawyer, I can give you a recommendation. Write to me at jrkjr.com or hereforyousa@gmail.com. And until next time. Whoa, hey, I wasn't even bowed. Guys, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Island Club and Spa, Brother Andy, Sister Jerry. Oh man, and we also like to thank Voice Master Family of Service Companies, also AFM Hawaii Music, featuring the music of Darren Chinen. Until next time, this is Junior Keiko Elva Jr. saying, yeah, you know what, guys, enjoy your lives, okay? Learn about females before you go down the club, okay? Please. Otherwise, I'm gonna be having to deal with you guys when you guys married. Alright, and that's the toughest thing, man. Till next time, mahalo and aloha!